from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, Josh Allen throws some ugly picks, but over the 4 years that he's won the division, he's the most productive player in the history of the sport. And some knucklehead is saying, you know, that guy's overrated. I'd argue he's underrated. Part of Josh Allen's issue, Andy Reid and Mahomes may go down as the greatest quarterback-coach combo in league history. Brady, Belichick were, and it kept Peyton Manning out of a lot of Super Bowls. That was not a knock on Peyton Manning. It was a reality on Brady and Belichick.
That's Colin Cowherd. All right, I could listen to pretty much everything he just said, right? I would even listen to, I don't know if I'd give them this yet, but are they on their way to being the greatest quarterback coach duo of all time, Reed and Mahomes? Okay. Sure. He's going to get the Manning comparison a lot throughout his career, isn't he? Until after he beats them. I have to assume that will eventually happen, by the way. They will eventually beat them in the playoffs. Because Manning eventually did. Like, you get enough kicks at the can, you're going to do it. I discovered the other day that John Madden was 1-6 in AFC championship games in his career. Like, you get enough tries at it, you can't lose them all, right? You can't lose them all. The Bills have been close. That's the other thing about these Chiefs games. Other than the first one, the AFC championship game, these playoff games they've played against Kansas City, I mean, they're like a play or two from winning a couple of them.
Yeah, that's the thing that gets stuck. Like, I tried to say this yesterday in the Extra Point Show. You and I have talked about this before, which is, for some reason, players and teams get more criticized for losing later in playoffs than they do earlier.
It's the LeBron fallacy.
Yes, LeBron.
LeBron
right.
Gets criticized for his record yes. in the finals, and my frustration with that always is, okay, so you're telling me he would be better in your eyes had he lost three of those finals in the conference finals instead, which is
right.
just so bad.
Not even getting there.
Right.
Right, not even getting there. So Josh Allen, the Bills, Sean McDermott, the team, ultimately losing to Kansas City, the best team of this generation now, outside of when New England's run ended.
Yeah.
Losing them. It's tough. It sucks. I get it. But, like, they're the second best team. And, like, what are they, if they don't get there and they lose another way, I don't know. If they don't run into them. It's just a weird thing. Only one team can win. They haven't beaten Kansas City. They're not as good as Kansas City. We all want it. They deserve criticism for, how they've lost some of these games. There's no doubt. I'm not protecting that.
Yep.
I just think that it's a weird kind of thing to talk about when other teams in the conference don't even get as much criticism for not getting there.
Right. And this is Allen specific. I don't know that Allen deserves criticism. What?
At all.
When has right. Allen lost them a playoff game? Is Cincinnati qualify? I mean, I would. The whole team didn't show up that day, right? So it's
no.
There's not a
play. He didn't
there.
Lose them. The only one you could point to maybe was Houston when he, like.
Yes. Yes.
But what. Could you even point to that? Like,
but it's so
I mean,
early. It's so
he didn't
early.
Lose it by himself anyway. He didn't do that. That's right. I'm saying because he was crazy. That was first year playoff Josh Allen, right? The first time he goes to the playoffs and it was craziness in the game. So I'm not even going to put that in there. But he was obviously like, oh my God, a lot of things happened in that game and he made some weird decisions. And that was like, wow, we are in for the Josh Allen experience. But you're right. If you go back and look at the playoff losses they've had to Kansas City, to anyone. To Cincinnati, whatever. Not one of them would you point to and say Josh Allen was the cause of that loss.
Right. Whereas Peyton Manning, like, he had some mistakes. He had a pick six in the Super Bowl, right, against the Saints. I'm sure there were plays in the New England games that I'm forgetting about where Belichick had him in a box. But, right, Allen hasn't done it since. The Houston game is the one, but that's pre, almost feels like it doesn't count because it's like pre-Allen arriving. You know, like, he's here, I know, he's the quarterback, they're a playoff team that year, but he's not elite Josh Allen yet. He's more, I remember arguing with people that summer after that playoff game, with the playoff game was standing, that he was more game manager Josh Allen. Like, he was not turning the ball over as much as he thought he would, but there wasn't these big, giant games. There were these good games, he took care of the offense, he ran the ball, and then he exploded. So, yeah, since he exploded, there isn't a game I'd point to and say, oh, yeah, he lost in that playoff game. So, by the way, the whole reason Coward got into that is, as he pointed out, a knucklehead, which is in this Jeremy Fowler piece from a couple days ago, that called Allen one of the most overrated quarterbacks in the league, or one of the most overrated players in the league. It's a Jet guy, isn't it? It's got to be a Jet guy. The Jets have actually been the defense that have had the most success against him, and they're in the division, so they might be bitter that they drafted Darnold and the other guy. I don't know. I might if I had to bet, I had to take a wild guess on who that a veteran executive works for. I might just predict the Jets, but there's no way of knowing. Anyways, 803-0550 is the phone number if you want to get in. Okay, so do you have something? Before I get rolling,
I just want to bring up, this actually reminded me of, I think I brought this up with you at one point. I'm sure, I know I talked about it on the radio, but the day of the Steelers playoff game, I was on the radio with Myron Metcalf of ESPN.
Okay.
And it was him and, I can't remember exactly who was there with him. It was him and someone else, someone who used to play in the league. And we, like, it was a very uncomfortable conversation. Like, at the end of it, like, we were, like, kind of fighting on the radio. And I'm on ESPN. And the reason was, he had this, like, he started talking about how, what are Bills fans going to do if Josh Allen costs them another playoff game? Like, what are you talking about? And he's had the most interceptions in the league since he came in. I'm like, dude, do you know what he's done in this league? And he kept saying, all you're focused on is the positive. I'm like, what? It was wild. And I kept, like, kind of defending, like, you guys need to go back and look at what he's done in the playoffs. I'm like, sure, the Bills haven't gotten there. That is not. And he was talking about legacy and not winning, and he could be regarded as one of these quarterbacks that never won because of, and they were pointing it to the interceptions. And it was just the strangest thing. And it got me mad. And literally, like, toward at the end of the conversation, kind of regret it. Like, I will tell you, like, what happened was he asked me when I could come on the air, and I said, hey, I got something going on. I'll come on at, like, whatever it was, 6:05 that day, 3:05, whatever it was. And he's like, at the end of the conversation, he says, I'll always remember you as the 05 guy, because that's kind of a weird time. And I said, I'll always remember you as the guy who won't give Josh Allen any credit. And we hung up.
Wow.
That was on ESPN radio.
Wow. But I mean, I might have done the same thing, because it was just
weird.
It's not even like it's not even like an opinion thing. It's, just look it up, man. Just look up the game logs.
Right.
Just look up the don't even have the game logs. Look at the stats. Turnovers in the playoffs. He has 4 interceptions in 10 playoff games. to go with his, what, 30 touchdowns? He's 21 through the air. I'm sure he has some rushing, too. I don't have that in front of me. He's lost two fumbles in those 10 games. Like, he is not... Okay, does he have the turnovers in the regular season? Yes. A lot of those, by the way, are in his first two seasons. The fumbles in his first two seasons were nuts. There were a lot of them. And they haven't gone away completely, but they have gone down. Interceptions went down. Last year was up, but for the large part of the last 4 years, you know, he's not Jameis Winston. He's not throwing 30 interceptions out there. And in the playoffs, he's not even what he is in the regular season. Four picks to 21 touchdowns. That ratio, I looked up, is only in the last 5 years. The only quarterbacks that are better at it are Mahomes, who's just barely above it and for touchdown-interception ratio. And Goff is better, but Goff's played fewer games, and it's 6 touchdowns to 0 picks. Allen's 21-4. It's not true.
Okay, and here's another one. I'm going to send you this. I actually just found the tweet. I did the research, and I tweeted at Myron Metcalf after this a couple weeks later.
Yeah.
I think this is up to date. Has Josh played 10 playoff games? Right?
He has. Exactly 10.
Okay, so this is exactly up to date. That's fine. And I had a tweet a couple weeks later, and I sent it to him. I'm going to send it to you on DM so you have it. You can look at it.
Okay.
Joe, there have been 46 quarterbacks. This is amazing to me. There have been 46 quarterbacks in the history of the NFL since the merger who played at least 10 playoff games, okay? 46 who played at least 10 playoff games and had at least one touchdown pass. So 10 playoff games, one touchdown pass, 46 quarterbacks. Josh Allen, of the 46, has the lowest interception rate in history. 1.1%.
Yeah.
The next are Mahomes, yep. Rodgers, Matt Ryan, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Phil Simms.
Mm-hmm. The lowest of any
interception rate
10.
Of any quarterback in the history of this game who has at least 10 playoff games and at least one touchdown pass.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I mean, it's just. It does feel like, I guess, from your interaction you're discussing here, and then like what we heard from Fowler in this. Well, it's not even really Fowler, right? It's what he's hearing from executives, scouts in the league, and it's a very, I'm sure, minority opinion, but it's out there, even in a minority opinion, that he's losing them seasons by turning the ball over. Like that, if that sentiment is out there, at every turn, it should be nipped in the bud because it's simply not the case. They have, even that Houston game that we just, you know, that's, again, we don't even know if we want to count it because it's pre-Allen becoming like this elite quarterback in the league. In right. that game, He did some crazy stuff. He was a crazy person in that game. Lateraling it to Dawson Knox, jump balls to Pat DeMarco, the running around in the backfield and taking a sack for like 40 yards before his defense got him the ball back at the end of that game.
He caught a touchdown.
He did also in the Brighton. He caught a touchdown in that game. He didn't throw an interception in that game. That's not one of his four. He didn't throw a pick in that game.
I just tagged you. I know you want to get to this first draft thing, this first pick, this first snap thing, but
we should table it anyway because we have time to do it anyway, and we only have like 8 minutes.
Okay, yeah. I just tagged you in it. You can take a look. It's crazy, and like I'm like, wow, like did the history because that made me mad. Like he's saying this, and I'm like, wait a minute,
yeah.
But go find it. I just tagged Joe in the tweet. 46 quarterbacks, and I don't remember this now. Some of this isn't up to date. There were a few more playoff games, but Josh hasn't played another playoff game.
His completion
percentage is close to 65, right? I mean, 21 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. In the playoffs, he's been amazing.
He's been incredible. And that is where, you know, that's where Bills fans get frustrated sometimes with the coach. And that's maybe one game specific. And I guess, should they be more with the organization too? I mean, I don't necessarily feel that way. But if you do just kind of look at it simplified of, I've got a quarterback that becomes one of, not even becomes, because, you know, he already is in the regular season, but even better. He's already one of the best in the league in the regular season. He gets even better in the playoffs. And you don't have the hardware. I mean, that's where the crazy frustration of a Bills fan comes in right now is your quarterback is not the reason why you're not winning these Super Bowls.
If you want a little bit more, like you want to go down a little bit more of the rabbit hole here, check out the discussion on the heels of that tweet I had with Myron Metcalf after going on ESPN with him. Like I tagged him and we went back and forth a little bit and you'll see exactly. It's frustrating, dude. It's just, what are we doing? Are we doing?
Yeah. This will be, man, the year coming up. So we don't have, we have time anyway in before the season and before training camp for this exercise because I do want to do it. But without doing the whole draft, because, you know, we only have like 7 minutes here to do it. How they're going to line up a lot this year. Like, do you feel like Matt Parrino last hour mentioned when kind of talking about the way the offense will look. Like, I think they're going to run more 12 personnel this year. Like, they started doing it at the beginning of last year. Knox got hurt. Remember, Knox got hurt, and that's a big factor here. Knox got hurt, and then their percentage did dip back down. They still did go up. They went up from the previous year by a good, healthy margin. But Matt's like, I think they're going to go up even more this year, assuming those two tight ends stay healthy. Is that how you feel? Do you feel like they're different coordinator from last year to this year, that Joe Brady is going to walk in and they're going to play, they're going to be near the top of the league in 12 personnel?
They will be, I think they're going to go back to kind of trying to, they wanted to do this last year, it kind of didn't work. I don't know what the issue was. Then Dawson got hurt a little bit. It just never fit how they wanted to do it. Yes, I think they want to be a 12 personnel team. But maybe even so much, it's like, yes, 12 personnel, they want to do that. I don't even know if I want to go as far as we're going to be like, looking at a team that is always having two tight ends on the field. I think they want to use both tight ends a lot, though, if that makes sense, right? It doesn't have to be, and I'm not saying Dalton Kincaid's coming off the field a lot, but I think you could use James Cook in the slot. They could use Curtis Samuel in the backfield. This is an offense, Joe, where I think you're just going to see a lot of guys lining up in different places. And if that translates more to the actual, you know, operation of 12 personnel, yes, of course, because I think they want to just use different guys in different spots. I do think it'll be less of a wide receiver heavy offense. I think that's the best way I'd like to say it.
Yeah. And that would point to a lot of the things we thought about them going into last year, which is they would become a better running team, not even a more high volume running team, because when you have two tight ends out there, if Knox were to have the same responsibilities he's used to as a blocker on those plays, but now I've got Dalton Kincaid in there instead of a Cole Beasley type. Well, when Dalton Kincaid, I retweeted some clips of him last season on Twitter of him getting to the second level as a blocker, and he is not George Kittle, I know, but I also don't think he's Jimmy Graham. He's not a tight end that you just can't ask to block at all. I feel like he's a good tight end all around. Blocking-wise, his grading was good, too. Mm-hmm. Watch some of these clips where he gets to the second level. where he gets in the Denver game. James Cook, he actually, this is the play. Remember where James Cook fumbles the ball and it bounces right back up to him and he goes for like 40 yards? On that play, watch Kincaid. He gets to the safety and puts this dude through the ground with ease. Like almost, it's like a wrestling move. Like picks him up and throws him on the ground. That block, you know, it says to me, okay, this is what you want. Where that guy blocking smaller people than you would have had available to you on these plays years ago is how you become a better running team. I don't necessarily want them to run the ball all the time, but that's what they tried, I think, to accomplish last year, and they did in spots. So do they want to return to that? I mean, I don't see any reason why they wouldn't. Knox is still here and getting paid. I can't think he's going to be irrelevant in the offense. They drafted Kincaid. I think he's going to lead the team in catches. So I don't really know how they don't come near the top of the league in 12 personnel. They just have, I think they have too much invested in the position and too many questions at receiver.
Well, you don't want that to dictate it, right? But it's a reality. You don't want it to dictate like what the term is on contracts, how much they're paying guys, and they have to be on the field. But that's the reality of it sometimes. Hey, like you paid them for this reason, to be on the field, to be productive. So yeah, you're probably right, Joe. Like at the end of the day, if you're looking at the numbers, 12 personnel will probably be, you know, one of the more 12 personnel teams in the league. What I'm saying is, though, I just think that you could see a lot of different kind of looks from this team without just saying, you know, it's wide receiver heavy. They're going to target the wide receivers. I think tight ends and running backs will be very much in the mix of the top, you know, 5-6 guys of who's getting targets here.
Yeah. And by the way, like a lot of 12 personnel, like top of the league, I mean, nobody does it like 80% of the time. Last year, if you look at, this is actually at Sumer Sports. We're going to have a guest on from there coming up next. More about the kickoffs, though. If you look at personnel tendency on their site and you look at 12 personnel, the leader in the league was Atlanta at 41%. And then you had two teams in the 30s and everybody else, including the Bills, were below 30%. So even if you're a team that you would quote-unquote say does it a lot by league standard, that's still less than half the time. And that goes to what you're saying, though. Like, different looks, different personnel packages, you know, being more versatile in that way. Because if you look at some of these teams at the bottom of the league, this used to be the Bills. 4%, 8%, 7%, 12 personnel. Like, Miami. Miami's a team at the bottom of the league last year where did they want to do it? They might have wanted to and just felt like they couldn't because they didn't have the personnel to do it. And they were constantly searching for a counterpunch when the league figured out, kind of the Bills figured out, and then the rest of the league figured out midway through the year how to keep them in check. And McDaniel had a tough time, I think, finding a counterpunch. I mean, they didn't have that available to them because they don't have tight ends. Durham Smythe was like their only guy, and who's that? So I think the Bills are going to be near the top of the league, and I bet you it still is going to be like a third. Third of the time, and you'll still have 2/3 of the time left for the three receiver sets, 4 receiver sets if you want to do that as well. I think you're going to see all of it. And again, the whole point here is I think when they were having their best seasons with Diggs and with Beasley and Brown, you never saw 12 personnel. Almost right. There were games they didn't even dress a second tight end. It was just Knox. Time out here. When we come back, the kickoffs. Okay, so we're very interested in what that's going to look like. Maybe a little bit of a peek into what we could see. Sean Syed from Sumer Sports dove into all the XFL kickoffs and his takeaways from that. We'll get to that with Sean when we come back here from Sumer Sports. Joe DiBiase, Sal Capaccio. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.